K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Happy Easter, Kansas State Nation. Sunday, April 5th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Yes, if you want to call Easter holiday, call as you will. But happy Easter, K-State Nation. Again, I hope everyone is having a great weekend. There on that, who's not having a great weekend is K-State baseball, TCU. Even as a series, as we go, once again, I said it pretty much all day, all podcast long, yesterday on the podcast, which was the only episode posted today. Y'all might get three episodes a day. Yes, we're a daily podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, baseball, men's, women's basketball. We had news, we had recruiting came out. Well, I just saw that this morning. We'll see if I get to that or not. And plenty more. Track and field wrapped up in California, so much more. This is your very first time on this podcast. Again, thank you so much, again, for tuning into the latest edition, latest K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. Nice, beautiful sunrise this morning, by the way. You guys can't see it, but I can, as I'm sitting here recording this just after 7 here in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, TCU battles back, responds, and now we have another rubber match for Kansas State baseball again later on here just after 1 o'clock in Twin Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm also waiting on, see, this is why I rather just, I probably should just did it, well, I didn't get notified till late anyway, so I'm gonna give him another hour, and then EG3 is headed out, out of town for a little bit on this Easter Sunday. But yeah, TCU, oh, by the way, I didn't have to say a score yet. TCU 9, K-State 3. And I talked yesterday on yesterday's episode that, you know, K-State, this was your yesterday was your opportunity to get the series. You didn't do it. You started out fast, but then TCU, as good as they are, the last several years in this conference, battles back, and K-State does not score again, surprisingly enough. So there's that. Pete Hughes yesterday saying, quote, to win Big 12 games, you have to score in more than one frame. We scored in the first inning and then shut out. The rest of our offense was shut down. And goes on to say here, quote, to win in the Big 12, you have to damage control innings. We had a chance to do that in the sixth when we needed it, but we were unable to do that, end quote there as well. Yeah, this is what I've been saying as well about these peaks, up and down, turn around. K-State again. I think this is the third or fourth game in a row they scored in the first inning in this stretch here. But every time K-State gets a big inning, they let the other team back in the ball game. This is what I've been. This is what I'm talking about. And K-State should have more wins now. K-State now at 20-11. Now they back to 5-6 in conference play. TCU is flipped 6-5 in the conference, 19-11 there. Yeah, K-State again jumped down on their opponent. We're going to check the box score, go inside the numbers here on the podcast as TCU now evens the series. Now you have a rubber match on Easter Sunday, the matinee here in a few hours out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas State sports. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And you just cannot, yeah, 9 running, yeah. K-State does not score again in this game. First 3 runs in the first, and TCU locked it down after that. Yeah, and this is what I'm talking about. You got to have some pitching somewhere. You cannot, this is unsustainable. Even in the major leagues, you got to have decent pitching here. And right now, it is in the cutting it. It's not cutting it. Case is going to have to find a way. All right, we got a legit off. We got an offense that can put up over 10 runs at any given night or any given afternoon, right? So, and the concern, my concern is about this pitching. And you're not really getting that right now. Yeah, K-State has been documented in the first few minutes of this podcast. 3 runs in the first inning, that's it. TCU got on the board in the second inning and then tied it in the top of the fifth. And then the big four run six, and then a couple of some more insurance runs. Let's just throw some more salt in the wound there, or spices in the wound there, you want to say that, to K-State. Two in the ninth inning, K-State does not score again. TCU, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. K-State, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors in this game. And they don't have their decisions on here. Well, imagine that. So, Noah Franco over TCU only lost 2 innings in this game. So the leads was short on him, but Lance Davis, probably the play of the game for TCU here. 6 2/3. He was charged for 6 hits. I don't know if he was a starter or not. I gotta see about that. But just going off of here, because obviously I did not see the game. So there's that for y'all. There's that. But Lance Davis, so pretty sure maybe it was flipped around. Lance Davis, yeah, he looked, after that first inning, K-State could not get any more runs off of him. Noah Franco and Walter Quinn is your latest there. Lincoln Sheffield, your starter for K-State yesterday. 5 1/3, he gave up 6 hits, nearly the same line, except he gave up more runs. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts there. Austin Haley and Aiden Longoria. Longoria got hit around a little bit, bitched that ninth inning. 2 hits, 2 runs there. Austin Haley goes 2 2/3 for Pete Hughes' squad there, as K-State goes 3 pitchers there in the game. And K-State, yet again, for the third straight Big 12 series, now goes to another rubber match. So, and I talked about all week about, K-State needing a serious win. And we could be on the verge of probably talking tomorrow morning, sitting here talking about another series loss. So, as much as it is, I mean, you can't keep going win one, lose two. Win one, lose two. Can't do it. So, as much as I said game one of the opening game of the series was big, I think this is even bigger. This is going into this game today, this afternoon with TCU. You gotta grab the series win here. Otherwise, you're again, and on top of that, you lose today. You fall two games behind 500. So there's that for you on that one. Noah Franco, 2 for, he had a big Saturday, 2 for 5 in a game yesterday, along with pitching as well. Brady Dollimore drove into 2 for 4 in the ball game there. Cole Kramer is having a decent series for TCU, 2 more hits there as well. D. Kennedy on the other end hit second yesterday, going 2 for 4, driving in 1. Barrett Matalak hit third, drove in another run, and then Carlos Vasquez drove in the other run. Which turned out to be the last run for K-State in this baseball game. He was actually hitless, but he drove in the other run of the game there as well. Ty Simlowski went 2 for 4 yesterday in the eighth spot there in this lineup. So, yeah, y'all thought I was playing around, and here we are. K-State, TCU, even the series. We go into the rubber match again. Saying, can K-State get this series? So this is the third consecutive weekend that we're sitting here talking about, all right, we're in a rubber match here. We'll see what K-State has. They have failed to win in the rubber match in 2 straight series. Can they flip the script this afternoon and win a Big 12 series? We'll find out about that. So we'll see what happens there. Ooh, let's see. So here's a number here of alert. K-State did not get 10 hits in this game. This goes back to March 20th against Arizona State there, where they did not get 10 or more hits there. D. Kennedy and Ty Simlowski, now have reached base in the last 20 games. That's 20 straight games. And Tyson Mlosky has reached base for 23 straight of them. So Tyson, you know, all the attention, which is on DKNT, and for good reason, right? But again, you have other baseball players that are doing some good things under that scope right now. Barrett Madlock being one of them. Tyson Mlosky having a great 2026 for him there. So there's that. My guy Shantiro has now reached base in 17 straight games. He hit leadoff yesterday. DKNT at 20 games as well. And Lincoln Sheffield, that law, he was charged with a loss yesterday. Going back to that because of the stats, the notes, way behind the eight ball this morning on his podcast. But so here real quick, Lincoln Sheffield suffered his first loss going back to last year against Kansas. So there. I'll throw that nugget out there. So game three later on this afternoon. Here just after 1 o'clock, Manhattan, Kansas. The big question is, can K-State grab a series? That is the question. So there's that. But yeah, yesterday there, K-State jumped out. You're thinking to yourself, well, we're gonna have ourselves. I talked about the series win, and here that first inning, like here we go. But TCU chipped away at it during the rest of the game and silenced the K-State bats yesterday as TCU wins game two, 9-3, and now setting up another rubber match. We'll see, can K-State grab a Big 12 series on Easter Sunday? We'll find out here in several hours. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found for Rainbow Daily, Orange Score, Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We're living out there in Manhattan, a student, or around Waumego, Junction City, you know what it is. Or K-State fans living in Kansas City like myself. Yes, sir. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. TCU 9, K-State 3. Alex Aiden, Eddie Griffin, another postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Well, cats.